Prices higher in Hawaii.
The following paid program is a broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone. Happy April. I hope everyone is having a good morning. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Good.
Is there anything you want to say? You're doing well. You're doing much better.
I'm doing much better. And in fact, I play tennis 5 days after my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And without my own treatment, you guys giving me treatment, I would still be in bed today because of the side effect of the drugs that I took, which did not really take care of the pain after my rectal prolapse surgery, but it caused urinary retention.
And nausea.
Nausea and spasm. You know, it took me 45 minutes to urinate.
And actually, can I just comment, like, because before you went into the surgery, I know, you know, they said that it would be very painful afterwards. It wasn't the surgery that was concerning, but the pain afterwards.
Yes.
And when Derek and I saw you after the surgery, I've never seen you so out of it ever in my whole entire life.
Yes.
He was drugged up, and it didn't even help with the pain at all. And these were supposed to be pain. He was on Percocet, which did nothing, and a Dilaudid, which also did nothing.
I am the injection, yes.
But after the treatment, in a matter of, what about 5 or 6 hours?
No, right
afterwards. Well, right after the treatment.
And my pain was better, so I decided to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Except that when I went out to the hospital, I found that I was too wobbly and was still nauseated. So we paid for the one-day stay, so I decided to stay in the hospital. And when I went back, I was so tired from the drug and from the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I fell asleep never in my life so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 hours later, at midnight, I woke up. And I thought I slept all 8 hours. So I called the nursing station and said, call my family quickly, you know, I want to go home. They say, you realize what time is it, you know? Then I found out that outside was dark.
I think the nurses were also amazed at how quickly you got over the pain, because they have witnessed many people who have gone through the surgery who were in bed for weeks after
the
surgery.
Well, the doctor couldn't believe that that I took no more pain medicines, because I did call in to get another shot right away because my pain was coming back. Then I decided I don't want the pain fully come back before I got another shot, so I called the nursing station. Then after I called them, before they bring in the shot, I went to the bathroom and found I could not pee.
Yeah,
could not urinate, and it was spastic, and the pain from that was even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I say, forget about the pain shots, and I just massage, and then take the treatment from you guys next day, and that's how I slowly improve.
Mm-hmm. It was an amazing recovery.
Well, pretty good, because I played tennis about 5 days afterwards, and the surgeon was very amazed that I didn't take any analgesic or shots. Except for the first time.
Anyway, we have a guest on the line. Should we get to her?
Sure, yes.
Okay, let's get Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Terry?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I heard that after the treatment a few days ago, you were better, but then the pain came back on your knee. So how's your knee now?
It's a little better.
A
little bit better. I'm continuing to do what you told me. The hot bath and the castor oil.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm just off it now. I'm not even walking.
Mm.
Terry, before you start, can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Yes, I live in Laguna Hills.
Okay.
And I work for a company. We do DNA amplification.
Oh, right. You've been on our show before then, yes.
I have.
I remember you.
Huh?
I remember you now.
Yeah, at that time that my equipment was not working. So
that's right.
So we did not get a chance to really go into your history.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Why don't we start from the beginning then, so that our audience can kind of understand what you went through before you came to see Dr. Tong.
What were your symptoms?
Oh, gee. Where should I start?
Yes.
It was a lot.
The worst thing that you came to me for?
Probably my neck and my lower back.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of pain, and I had, I've been going to the chiropractor off and on for many years, and twice a week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, twice a week. For many years?
For many years.
Wow, that's a lot of waste of time.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And twice a week for 10 years, you said? Sorry, I missed that.
Off and on. It just, I would have flare-ups, but...
Okay.
I would go twice a week,
mm-hmm.
and I started seeing Dr. Tong, I believe, the end of January,
mm-hmm.
and after the first treatment, I have not been back to my chiropractor at all.
How about the medication? Were you able to drop some of the medication? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't take any medication now.
Oh.
You got me off of just about every single thing that I was taking.
And what were you taking, Terry?
I tried many pain pills for the pain. What would they give me? All kinds of muscle relaxants,
mm-hmm.
and different pain pills, Soma. I can't even remember now, but a lot we've tried because it's been, an ongoing thing for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And, so,
and how long were you on these medications for?
Oh, off and on, probably. I've been having these problems for about 30 years.
So you've been on the medication off and on for 30 years?
Right. And nothing really helped.
Mm-hmm.
It would maybe take the edge off, or it would work for a couple days, and then it wouldn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or it would make me so out of it, I couldn't go to work.
Mm, right.
Flexoril. Yeah, I'm remembering now. Flexoril, Furoset, just all different kinds of pain pills, muscle relaxants.
Mm.
Okay.
So after you came to see Dr. Tong, you completely stopped the medication?
Yes.
Mm, that is great. And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Oh, gosh. I would say maybe about 8 or 10. I'm not sure. I go once a week since mm-hmm. the end of January. So
you have 8 treatments so far.
Is that right? Eight.
Okay. Yeah. Including last week. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so how is your severe pain, the neck pain, shoulder pain, and low back pain? How is that now?
It's gone.
It's gone. So you don't think you're going to need any other medication that you were taking on and off for 30 years?
Definitely not.
Yes, good. No. Also, you were anxious because you know, that's usually associated with the mitral valve prolapse, which you also have.
Right.
Anxious,
right,
and depressed. How are you doing at that department?
Gone.
Gone too. Good.
It's gone.
And you also have, you were on hormone therapy for hot flashes. How is that doing?
Right. I haven't had any hot flashes.
Wow.
The night sweats, all the symptoms for perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tong got me off it, and I did not want to take hormone replacement therapy, especially because hormone-related cancer is in my family.
Yes,
so it's very scary for me.
Mm-hmm. You were also on thyroid and estrogen, so I told you to drop those medications.
That's right.
You still take it or no?
I do not.
Good. See, you don't need. How long have you taken the thyroid or the estrogen? How long have you been taking
that? Oh, gosh. The thyroid, I would say 20 years.
20 years?
Oh, my goodness.
And the estrogen, maybe only 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So after you dropped the thyroid, did you find yourself more tired? Or after my treatment, how's your energy compared to before?
After is better.
Better, right? So
better.
you don't take the thyroid and the energy is better?
That's right.
Okay. So the low thyroid is a symptom. It's an effect. You know, the cause, it has to do with the energy not going into the body and not going through the thyroid. When the thyroid does not have this life energy, the thyroid doesn't work. When you, the whole body doesn't have, don't have enough energy, then your whole body don't work. Okay, so the whole key has to do with this energy from your mind and spirit. That's why we're trying to connect you back. And last week you came back because you have other problems due to all these years of pain, the irritable bowel syndrome and the knee pain. So can you tell us about that?
Okay. You gave me the treatment for the IBS.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had any symptoms from that.
You have having bloating and stuff like that, right?
No. I was before.
Before. Yeah. What were the symptoms?
Oh, severe bloating. I could hardly wear my clothes. I looked like I was 4 or 5 months pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
And extremely bad pains in my stomach, gas pains. And then they gave me Librax.
Okay.
Which I'm not taking any longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did it help at all when they gave it to you?
No, not really.
How about my treatment?
Your treatment is it helped me. Yes.
Good.
I have my stomach is almost flat now.
Great.
Wow. Let me interrupt you for a second, Terry. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. We're listening to Terry right now. She has been on our show before, February 22nd, show number 107. If you'd like to check it out on our website, it's posted now. She has suffered from neck pain, back pain for about 30 years, went to conventional doctors, physical therapists, was prescribed medication, and you went regularly twice weekly for chiropractic treatments. She's had 8 treatments with Dr. Tong, and she's doing much better. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you'd like to ask us a question now, call us at 1-800-551-3880. Again, our number is 714-556-8664.
Okay, Terry, also, when you came in, you also have a question, problem of lack of concentration, forgetfulness. How is that?
It's better. It's better, yes.
And
I still have it, you know, once in a while, but I think I just have too much on my mind.
Yes.
You know how this world is these days.
Yes.
What about your depression, Terry?
Oh, it's gone. I have no depression. Mm-hmm. I was taking antidepressants and would stop because of the side effects. I couldn't... I couldn't take the symptoms of the side effects anymore. And
what were the side effects?
Oh, you name it. Constipation, inability to concentrate. Sometimes I was just feeling like a zombie from the antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And also I just didn't want to have to be dependent on something
for the rest of life.
Exactly, just to help me with depression.
Exactly, they're treating a symptom.
It seems like these drugs, they mask it, and they're kind of masking over who you really are, and you're kind of not yourself.
It's just a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's a Band-Aid. We need to get to the source, you know, and that's what Dr. Yes, Dr. Tong, and I bought the Healing with Whole Foods, and I follow his diet.
Yes.
That's good.
That's very important.
Yeah, as long as you follow the diet, your chance of getting any of those symptoms back are a lot less. And not that it's not going to come back, because your working is very stressful and there are other traumas. But when you come back, it's very easy for me to get rid of it for you again. So you don't ever have to take any of the medication, thyroid, estrogen, Fexeril, pain medication, or IBS and depression. None of those.
No, and I also was experiencing allergies.
Yeah, allergy, sinus problem, chest pain, low energy, weight gain. So tell us about the improvement in those departments.
Oh, well, the energy is better.
Mm-hmm. Energy is better.
Yes. The
allergies?
The allergies, I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Had some treatments from Dr. Tong and also some acupuncture there for the allergies. The weight gain, well, I'm still working on that. That's what happened.
That takes a little longer.
Yeah, I was working out at the gym, and I think I just pulled something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why I was having the knee pain. But, you know, Dr. Tong gave me the treatment, and I'm just, it's a little slow recovery, but it's better.
Yeah, one of the things is that you have a sick medical system, okay? You need more than once a week for that problem, but your insurance will not pay for it. So you're going to have to wait. By the time next week comes, I have to redo a lot of things over.
Yeah.
See, this is really the culprit of our healthcare crisis, is that the consumer's medical insurance, that your money, your insurance saving, is controlled by the medical profession. They dictate on how often and where you should go and what doctor you should go.
They also dictate what the standard of care is, which...
The standard of care is what everybody does that make money, like drug and surgery.
Right. And
but even though even though what I did for you, look at what... everything you have is better, but then they limit the frequency of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's the only limitation. Yes, but it's a big one.
Yes.
Because otherwise, I would be to Dr. Tong, you know, at least twice a week.
In the old days, you know, they let us do that, and the patient recover much, much faster, and you save a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
How about your chest pain? You also had chest pain before.
Oh, yeah. You know, I would get, like, a palpitation from the mitral valve.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that.
Good. Mm-hmm. You see, this is how you cure a person. Every single symptom are connected.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot cure a person by curing 2 or 3 out of 10 or 8 out of 10. Everything can be cured. It's just like myself, okay? Well, how come I get sick? Some of people don't want to pick a fight. You know, how come you get sick? Me, okay? Well, I have the hemorrhoid problem for a long time, and I can usually inject a few shots on my legs and take care of it. But this time, let me tell you exactly why I get sick. I sometimes go on to the Western study too much. I want to flush out the gallbladder flush, which I've been recommending to patients, but I did use too much lemon. The lemon is too cold. That's why it balanced. For me, okay, the coldness drained more of my qi.
Mm-hmm.
My qi is what helps all the whole organs. That's why my rectum prolapsed. And this time, I couldn't control it. It was just too painful and too severe. So... Mm-hmm. Many times when you get a fulminant infection, abscess, you know, big tumor, then you need surgery.
Yes, right.
Yeah, but afterwards, you need my treatment right away to improve the energy and circulation for the healing.
Because the recovery is much quicker.
Yes.
Much quicker.
I was able to play tennis 5 days afterwards.
I have a question, though, for Terry, because I just finished the reproductive system.
Yes.
And, you know, they're always talking about hormone replacement therapy. It's just absolutely necessary. This is what they teach in med school to decrease the risk of osteoporosis for the postmenopausal symptoms. So can you explain, Dr. Tong, in the Eastern philosophy, what you're treating when you're treating the postmenopausal symptoms and whatnot, what that you're treating for Terry?
The kidney energy system, the mind of the kidney, not the kidney organ itself, okay, govern the reproductive system and govern bone.
Right.
So when you don't have enough kidney qi, the kidney qi is not balanced, you can take all the calcium, you can take all the food you want, you will not extract the bony mineral to mineralize the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you do is, if you have a strong kidney, even though you don't eat too much of the balanced material, non-organic food, okay, you would not have osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat organic food and take a coral calcium and stuff like that, but you don't have enough qi, you will not absorb it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best example I can prove it to you is like, a lot of people now tell me that they have good results with coral calcium.
Yes, that's a big thing right now.
I saw coral calcium. How about dump a whole bunch of coral calcium in a corpse? A corpse has no qi. It won't work. Okay? My treatment does not cure. My treatment just make the body cure and enhance the body's healing power 10 times, 50 times better than most other alternative therapy. And I also know about balance, which most people don't. And the last thing I do is that I don't treat symptoms. I treat functional disorder, like the kidney weak, the spleen weak, the lung weak, or too much phlegm, too hot, too cold, too dry, too moist. Okay, that is a functional diagnosis. Everything else, no lupus, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, hormone problem, those are all symptomatic diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat the symptom, you'll be chasing symptom forever. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Tong,
yes.
I think, you were talking to me about, this SARS has everybody concerned.
Yes, yes.
And I think it would be good if you could explain how...
Great. Yeah, we were just going to talk about that. So I'm glad that you mentioned that because I've been explaining to a lot of people. In fact, I heard a friend who knew a doctor that knew two cases in St. Gabriel that two cooks went to Hong Kong, came back and died. Okay, it's not in the news, maybe they haven't confirmed it, but they came back from Hong Kong, they died. Okay, anyway. Right now, they're trying to find out the origin of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a virus or bacteria or whatever, okay? That's unimportant, okay? I read from registers a case of a lady that gave birth to a baby. The baby got all the blood from the mother, but the baby did not have SARS. And the husband was taking care of the wife, staying in the hospital for many weeks, and he did not get SARS. Okay, so the cause is not the presence of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
The baby who got the virus for sure from the blood. Okay, the husband stayed in the hospital for several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He would have breathed the SARS in him. So the key on whether somebody develops SARS or not is your immunity.
How strong
is your healing system? If you're strong, you won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let me just quote several cases. I told Elaine to look up some of the cases. Like Anne Marie, she came to me. What show was she on? She came to me like 5 years ago at Long Beach. She had pneumonia. Okay, and she was on antibiotic for a year and a half and went to five specialists, but they couldn't find the cause. No bacteria, no virus on all the cultures, okay? But as soon as you stop the antibiotics, you will have chest pain and cough, okay? And she finally went to Scripps. And again, the specialist, it doesn't matter whether Scripps or Johns Hopkins or go to Harvard, it doesn't matter. As long as they look for the virus, it won't work. Okay, they still couldn't find anything. She couldn't stop the antibiotic, and she's getting many side effects from that. I cure her within a month and a half. And for 4 years, and up to now, she still did not have the recurrent of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
She came back to me because of knee problem.
Right. She's been on our show actually a few times. Show number 48, which is September 8th, 2001. Show number 48. And show number 45, which is August 18th, 2001. And show number 44. So show number 44, 45, and 48.
Yes.
That's Anne-Marie.
I will tell you another case, okay? A 14-year-old boy, he's on in the case history.
Mm-hmm.
The name's Andrew, okay, under bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
He had 10 years of asthma, recurrent bronchitis. And so bad that, okay, he also had
herpes simplex 1.
He developed super infection, a viral infection, which infected the left eyes, almost making him blind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he was on 4 asthmatic medication and 2 inhalers when he first came to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And the face have a rash on both sides, especially on the left side, worse. And the eyes were...
There's a picture of him, too, on the
website. Eyes was red, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the mother actually, she tried all kinds of homeopathic and everything else, okay? I say, well, That's one of the reasons why he's still sick, because he was on so much medication, mm-hmm. which ruins the liver, ruins the kidney, ruins
and
the healing system.
Ruins the normal flora, too. It kills all everything.
Yeah, he was all plucked up and all congested. So I told the mom, I say, if I can open up the sinus and make him breathe better, stop all this junk. Mm-hmm. The mother looked at me like I was crazy. At that time, I wasn't as good as today. Okay, it was like 10, 12 years ago. But right after treatment, he breathed through his nose.
Mm-hmm.
The mom just couldn't believe it. And that night, he didn't take anything. From that point on, he did not take anything. I treated him about 2 or 3 months. Okay, the boy has been fine, and he recently joined the Air Force Academy or something like this, and had not seen me for the last 10 years. Had not had any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Another person is like
Alicia.
Yeah, you what?
Alicia has been on our show too. She was on show number 29, number 22, and 21.
Alicia has severe asthma, mm-hmm. bronchitis,
and was
so
on
so much
prednisone,
prednisone, steroids, antibiotics for many years. I struggled for 2 months to control her symptom, but today she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And any of this treatment, I did not use anything to attack the virus or the bacteria. In fact, I never know what the virus or bacteria is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I don't need to know it. Okay? So what they are doing is really chasing their tail.
Well, another example is that everyone has strep in their throat, but not everyone has strep throat. If that's
the particular strain will not overgrow, mm-hmm. as long as the environment is normal.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the environment, like in California, is normal, no traffic jam, everybody get their food, everybody, the police is patrolling every area, the crime will be low and would not bother the normal people beyond what normal is happening, okay? But when you get a traffic jam that you don't resolve for a month, okay, then you're going to get riots.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining us today. Did we answer your
thank
questions?
You.
Do you have any other questions
yes.
for us?
I don't think so.
Good.
I just wanted to tell everybody how much better I'm doing since I've seen Dr. Tong.
Well, you sound wonderful.
I'll get your knee better because it's also connected to your IBS. If you don't get that better, your IBS will come back. See, so but I'll get it better. No question about that. You know.
Yes. Well, and I will see you on Tuesday.
Okay. Good.
Well, have a great weekend,
you.
Terry.
Have a nice
you
weekend.
Too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Terry on the line, and she's been on our show before, too, if you'd like to check it out. February 22nd, show number 107. Is there anything else we'd like to add? So
well,
the coral calcium, if you get treatments from you and take coral calcium, that would be a double benefit.
That would be better,
mm-hmm.
okay? Actually, not just calcium. Bone meal would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium, you're not the only thing. You got phosphorus, you got other minerals, magnesium, you know, in the right kind of ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And we have bone meals, which is like from the veal cutlet, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Barbara Britt. A distant call to evening prayer in Baghdad. Earlier today, U.S. tanks rolled into the Iraqi capital for the first time, then back out after pounding the outskirts of the city. ABC's Richard Engel is in Baghdad, asked about the quick U.S. foray.
That seems very much like exactly what happened here. There was the troops cut through town and joined up with other forces. The Iraqis are claiming this as a big victory. They're spinning it and saying that the U.S. forces came in and that they were repelled and couldn't go any further.
Also in Baghdad, the BBC's Raji Omar.
The mood here has changed, and for the first time in this war, there is evidence of heavy armor being moved around this city. People know the final fight for Baghdad is now at hand, and they're digging in.
U.S. commanders are calling today's actions a success. ABC's Bill Greenwood at the Pentagon.
U.S. military commanders say coalition forces only...